Bryant isn't just about basketball either. He is also a million-dollar business person and a worldwide icon. More importantly, Bryant is a husband, a father, and a son. Like all of us, he is only human and has committed many mistakes in his life. But unlike most of us, he is like a black mamba, aiming for perfection and constantly striving for greatness. It's that quest for greatness that has led Kobe Bryant to the NBA's basketball courts. It's that quest for greatness that has made him achieve what he has accomplished. It's that quest for greatness that he still continues to play, even though he has reached the summit more than once. What is that greatness all about, then? Chapter 1. Childhood and Early Life. Kobe Bryant's greatness begins with his unique name. Born as Kobe Bean Bryant to Joe and Pamela Bryant on August 23, 1978, in Philadelphia, he got his name from a steakhouse in the Philadelphia suburb of King of Prussia. Joe Bryant said he loved the name, so he named his first and only son Kobe, not knowing that he will one day outgrow the beef in Japanese City from which the beef originates. His middle name, Bean, is as interesting as his first name. His mother's maternal name was Pamela Cox, but his parents used the middle name Bean in honor of his father Joe, who was nicknamed Jelly Bean during his NBA days for his style of play. Joe was always bouncing around the court with very high energy. Kobe Bryant is a second-generation NBA player. His father Joe played in the NBA after being selected by the Golden State Warriors as the 14th pick in the 1975 NBA draft. Joe Bryant's NBA career lasted for 8 years and played for three NBA teams. When his NBA career ended in 1983, Joe packed up his bags, brought along his family, and took his talents to Europe, where he would become a star in the Italian League. Life in Italy was great because Joe was a star, but five-year-old Kobe struggled because he didn't know how to speak Italian. So together with his elder sisters, Shea and Sharia, the Bryant siblings got together every day after school and helped each other learn the Italian language. Within a few months, they had learned how to speak Italian well and were able to communicate effectively with their peers. After mastering the language, young Kobe set his sights on his father's sport, basketball. Even when he was 3 years old and his father was still playing for the Clippers, Kobe Bryant already knew what he wanted to be when he grew up. When the Clippers game was on TV, he would put on his own Clippers jersey and mimic his father's moves the way he saw it on TV. He adored his father and wanted to be just like him. Kobe learned to play basketball when he was in Italy. There, Bryant said the game was all basic and no nonsense, and learning the basics made him a very well-rounded basketball player. Although Kobe was getting better at basketball, it wasn't the number one sport in Italy. Every time he showed up wanting to play basketball, more kids were asking him to participate in a soccer match. So Kobe honed his basketball skills by shooting hoops during the halftime breaks of his father's ball games. Still, the influence of soccer still got to him. As a kid, Kobe became a big fan of football heavyweight AC Milan and striker Marco Van Basten. Bryant even said that had he not pursued professional basketball, he would have wanted to be a soccer player. His length and athleticism made him an ideal goalkeeper, and as a kid, his playmates always let him play the role of a goalie. Nevertheless, basketball was always his true love. From the age of 10, Kobe and his family would return home to Philadelphia during the summer to visit family and friends, and he would play in the Sunny Hill Summer League. In that league, Bryant struggled at first, but his famous hard work ethic made him better and better as each year passed. The Bryants returned to the United States for good in the fall of 1991 after Joe had played 16 professional basketball seasons. The family settled down in a comfortable home in the most prestigious suburban area in Philadelphia called Mainline. Joe Bryant was set to take on an unlikely career of coaching the girls' basketball team at a small school named Akiba Hebrew Academy in Lower Merion, Pennsylvania. Although Jelly Bean Bryant quit that coaching job in 1993 in favor of an assistant coach position at his alma mater, LaSalle University, Lower